Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in the beginning of the third parak of Masechet Makot, Ve'elohein Halokin. This final parak of Makot finishes out the scheme that was introduced towards the beginning of Masechet Sanhedrin of presenting all of the capital and corporal punishments in a descending order from most severe to least severe. And now we get to Makot, which this parak is devoted to, and we'll deal with it from two perspectives. One is more or less a list of all the violations which will earn you makot, and the second one is the mechanism and methodology of administering makot. We find something very interesting at the beginning, and in this shiur we're going to skip the second Mishnah, even though the editors put it with the first Mishnah, because our Gemara will not deal with it at all. Ve'elohein alokin, the following are those who get makot. Haba'al achoto, relations with your sister. Alachot aviv, alachot imo, either one of your aunts. Alachot ishto, your wife's sister. By the way, all of these are chiyuv karet. Al eshet achiv, your brother's wife. Of course, they're not married anymore, otherwise it's eshet ish. And all of these are talking about women who are single. Ve'eshet achi aviv, your father's brother's wife. V'al hanida. All of those are chiyuv karet. Now, almana l'kohen gadol, gusha v'chalutz l'kohen hedyot. We'll look at the chalutz in a minute. But for right now, we'll just say a kohen gadol having relations with an almana, a grusha or a chalutza. Whether she really belongs on the list or not is unclear. Take a look at Tosfot here. To a regular kohen, mamzeret unetina l'Yisrael, and bat Yisrael antina l'mamzer, the famous four of the chayve lavin. These are just lav prohibitions, not with karet or anything more severe attached to them. In the Tina, like the Chalutza, question whether she belongs on the list at all, it probably is an Isur Drabanan, and is somebody who converted from one of the seven nations. The model, of course, is the Givonim in Yehoshua Perek Tet. Now, Almanal Grusha, Chayvin Alem Mishim Shnei Shemot, which means if a Kohen Gadol has relations with a woman who is an Almana and a Grusha, she was married, got divorced, then remarried, and husband died. Actually, it probably have to happen in the opposite order. First become an almanah, then a grusha, then he's chayav twice. But grusha v'chalutza inu chayav ela mishum achat bilvad. But if you have a woman who is a grusha and a chalutza, a regular kohen is only chayav once. Rashi seems to indicate that chalutza is a subset of grusha. At least that's the way Tosfot reads it. That's very difficult, as Tosfot points out, because chalutza is clearly derabanan. And therefore, there really are no makot here at all, or as Tosfot points out, maybe makot mardut, which would be superseded by full d'oraita makot if she was also a grusha. Okay, skip to the Gemara. Chayevei kretot katani. Chayevei mitot betin lo katani. So notice that we list relationships, and also in the next Mishnah, foods that carry with them punishment of karet and also mitat b'dei shemayim, but not mitat betin. Now, manitin mani. So, which opinion is generating our Mishnah? And the answer is Rabbi Akiva hi. Tanya, we'll see in this Braita, a three-way machloket about the range of makot. Tanya, achad chayvei kritot, achad chayvei mitot beitin, eshto v'chol makot arba'im. Tiver Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that makot applies also to mitat beitin and chaya and karet cases, which would mean theoretically, if somebody is machalal Shabbat, they get makot and also be killed. Rabbi Akiva says it only applies to chayvei kretot because, this is his argument, if somebody does something which generates a chiyuv karet and then they do tshuva, then the heavenly court can forgive them. And the read of this seems to be, we don't really know if they're even getting karet. If somebody does something which is a capital crime, then the local Beit Din does not have the wherewithal to forgive them, even if they do full tshuva. They're still going to be killed, so therefore, it is clear that they're getting this most severe punishment, and therefore they don't get makot. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, chayvei kritot bichlal hayu, meaning that the whole group of arayot, for which you get karet, were in the general statement of anyone who does all of these things, v'nichritu le'nevne'mam, kol ha'toivot ha'el, v'nichritu. All of these. V'lama yatzat karet b'achoto. So why does the Torah explicitly mention, the pasuk on the page, that if you have relations with your sister, you get karet? We already have a general statement. The answer is the rule that kol davar shaya b'chlal yatzat min haklal lamed
When something is part of a general rubric and it's mentioned explicitly, it's there in order to identify something about the whole group, not about only about itself. To tell me that she only gets karet, not makot, and therefore that applies to all kretot. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, you do not get makot if there's a more severe punishment, even if it's heavenly. Rabbi Shmuel on the other side of the coin says, you always get makot, no matter what the punishment also hanging over you may be. And Rabbi Akiva splits the difference, seeing that you get makot only for chayvei kretot, but not for mitat beit din. Now, my time of Rabbi Shmuel, what's Rabbi Shmuel's reason for extending it as far as he does? Tichtiv in the Tochachan Kitavot says, Imlo tishmor lasot kol divrei Torah zot, if you don't guard to do all of these words of the Torah. And what does it say next? Vifla donat makotcha, Hashem will make your makot wondrous. Haflaazu en yodeh mahi, I don't know what he means by that. Shomer, in a few prakim earlier, in Parshat Ki Teitzeh, in the Parsha of Makot, it says, Vipilo ha-shomet v'kal l'fanav, the shofet shall cast him down and give him makot. So, playing on the word hafla and hipilo, which are totally unrelated words, etymologically, havei omer hafla azu makot havei, it must be makot. Uchtiv, and what is it, what's the pretext for this? Im lo tishmor lasot, kol divrei Torah azot, meaning, any words of the Torah that you violate, you get makot for. So, hiachi chaviyase nami, so therefore, even if you didn't say kriya shmor, didn't put on tefillin, it should be the same thing. The answer is Imlo Tishmor Ktiv. It says if you do not guard. Anytime the Torah uses the word Hishamer or Tishmor, pen, lest you do this, al, don't do it. Enu el alotase. That is a lotase right there. So if that's the case, then I understand if you omitted doing an ase, that's not included. But if you did a law, if you violated a law that involves no action, like Lashon Hara, then you should get Makot. The answer is La'asot. Don't teach more La'asot. So there's action involved. If that's the case. Lav shenitak la'asei nami. So if you violate a law that has an asei there to fix it, we'll deal with that in the next podcast, you should get Makot, and you don't. The answer is Dumi Yalad L'chasima. Because the model for all Makot is the law of lo tachsom shor b'disho, you're not allowed to muzzle your ox while he's threshing. And that comes immediately after the parsha of makot, which is how we know makot is defined by that. And therefore, it has to be a law of action which has no assay picking it up. And therefore, ashtati d'achi kulunami d'urin lav d'chasima. Once you arrive at lav d'chasima, you could say that's the reason for all of them. Meaning all of the issues that we spoke about it has to be a lav, and it has to be a lav sheish for ma'aseh, etc., all come from the fact of lav nechasima. Okay. Now, that's Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva, my Tom, what's Rabbi Akiva's reason for saying that it does apply to karet, but not to mitat peitin, and therefore our Mishnah? The answer is that when they give you makot, it's kedei rishato. Mishum mishachat atam chavot atam chavot mishum mishtei rishayot. A principle that we already saw in the first parak, which is you can only get one punishment per crime, and you can't give him two punishments. Therefore, you can't give him mitat beitin and makot. Obviously, in the opposite order. Rabbi Shmuel, what would Rabbi Shmuel answer to that? He said, "Hani mili mita umamon umalkot umamon." The limitation of kedei rishato is that beitin cannot give you a severe bodily punishment, either killing you or makot, and have the estate pay money. Hava mita umalkot, but if it's a question of giving you both makot and mita, mita richtei, that's just one extended mita. First we whip you, then we kill you. Well, Rabbi Akiva says, "Iachi chavi kretot nami." So now, Rabbi Akiva, the question goes back to Rabbi Akiva. Then why doesn't he say the same thing about chavi kretot, which is the Torah is giving you karet, it can't also give you makot? My amart, what she'imasu tshuva? What's your answer that maybe if they did tshuva, then there's no karet, so there's no double indemnity here? But hashtami alo avdi. But in the meantime, the guy hasn't done tshuva, or maybe he hasn't done tshuva. So why don't we get he's getting karet and makot, so he's getting a double whammy. So Rabbi Vahu takes a different approach. He says, it's not because of kedei rishato. You're right, kedei rishato would say you can't get mitan malkot, you can't get mitan mamon, malkot mamon, you also can't get karet and makot. But there's an explicit pasuk that pushes makot into the arena of karet. The gamar le'enei, that's in karet, the nichritu le'enei v'nei amam, from La'inecha. La'inecha is, when you give makot. So you see that the same word la'ine and la'inecha, which is close enough, is written in the context of karet and makot to tie them together, to say when you get karet, you get makot also. So matki, Rabba Avraham Mem, Eliyachi, Echavi mitot beitinami, nigmere mi ene. Me'ene, it's me'ene ha'idah in the parish of Avodah Zarah. And that's chiv mitat beitin. And you have another me'ene, so therefore say the same thing and say that there's makot there too. And Rabbi Kiva should then agree with Rabbi Shmuel. So the answer here provisionally is danin la'ene mi la'inecha. La'ene and la'inecha are sort of the same thing because in front of the eyes. Ve'ein danin me'ene la'inecha, because me'ene is when it's hidden from their eyes. So my nafkil mina, but since when are we going to be so picky about it? Once we don't have the exact same word. Hatan Rabbi Shmuel, this is a famous drasha. Peshava kohen uva kohen. This is in the context of the kohen checking out the house that has tzarat. Zui shiva zui biya. He says the kohen returning and the kohen coming, it's talking about the same thing. It's using different words. So certainly me'ene and la'ene, we shouldn't get picky about that. V'yod, and even if you want to get picky, ligmor me'ene mi la'ene, why don't you then say, okay, kamor la'ene me'necha. From la'enecha, which is makot, you apply it to la'ene to kare. And then take le'ene and apply it to me'ene, which is chiyuv mitat beitin. Which means that Rabbi Akiva really should accept Rabbi Shmuel if we accept Rabbi Avahu's explanation. So Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, he got the answer from Rabbi Avahu, k'dei rish'ato. We go back to k'dei rish'ato. Mishum mishachat amachavot amachavot mishum mishtei mishiyot, v'risham sura leveitina katum edaber. Those are the few words that solve everything. When we have the limitation of Kedei Rishato that you can only get one punishment, that's an instruction to Beit Din. Beit Din can only give you one punishment. Mako to Mamon, give you Mamon. Mako, Mita and Mamon, only Mita. But Karet and Makot, Beit Din's not doing Karet. That's God's business. So Beit Din still gives the Karet, the Makot. Now that's one answer. Rav Amar, Rav gives a whole different take. It says, Atrube Liktala, if the witnesses gave hatra'ah to this guy and said, you're going to die. Everybody agrees, Rabbi Shmuel will agree, you can't give him mako. Give him mita, but not mako. Ki pligi, when do Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva disagree? The atru be'le malkot. If you came and said to the guy, this is a chilul Shabbat, don't do it, you're going to get mako. Rabbi Shmuel says, v'alav shintam nazvat mitat beitin lokin alav. Rabbi Shmuel says, just because something theoretically could get you killed doesn't mean that it's removed from makot, as per the original limud, from lo tishmor lasot, and therefore a lav that could lead to mitat beitin, you could still get makot for if you got the right hatra'ah. Kiva says, v'lav shintana shat mitat beitin en lo kinalav. Kiva says, the minute the Torah says this is an act for which you could get killed, it's out of the parsha of makot. So Rabbi Kiva says, yach chavikritot nami lav shintana shat karetu. Then Rabbi Kiva should say, you can never get a makot for a chiyuv karet either, because it's a lav shinitan lazharat karet, meaning it's a lota say, which is something you for which you could get karet. So the answer that they give is as follows. This was his answer. Chayvei kretot lotzri hatra'ah. There is no hatra'ah for karet. If you eat chametz, for instance, in the privacy of your own home on Pesach, you're still chayav karet. Nobody saw you, and nobody gave you any warning. So karet is not in the world of hatra'ah. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva would say that when it comes to chiyuv karet, there is no issue of having a wrong hatra'ah. Because there is no hatra'ah for karet, and therefore, if you gave hatra'ah for makot, you're not missing the boat. You're not giving a wrong hatra'ah, because there is no other hatra'ah to give for karet, and therefore it doesn't apply, as opposed to mitat beitin, which clearly you can only get if you got hatra'ah, and therefore if you give hatra'ah for makot, you're really giving an incomplete or wrong hatra'ah. That's how he would read it. Now, what's the counter to that? What's the support of that? Pesach Umila, Anash of Bishalo is here. Think about this. You can never give Hatra'ah about Pesach Umila, because the mitzvot say, what are you going to say? Don't not eat the Pesach? There's no point at which you could do that. And therefore you still get Karet. But wait a second, not so quick. Vidilma is Harala Korban. maybe you do need hatra'a, and maybe the azhara there is only for korban. When do you have to give a korban? When you do something, it's a chayav karet peshogeg, and that of course only applies to the lotaseis. Now pesach amila delayed bohu azhara lo maiti korban. Pesach and Milo, where there is no Azhara, there is no Hatra'ah, you also don't bring a Korban. But maybe in all of the other 34 Kretot in the Torah, there's 36 total, in the other 34 Kretot in the Torah, maybe you do need Hatra'ah. And that's what generates the Korban also. The answer is Hatam Lavainu Tamah. There's a whole other reason that you only bring a Korban for the Lavim. After all, the Torah in Parshat Shlach, when it talks about the special Korban for Avodah Zarah, for doing Avodah Zarah, compares it to violating the entire Torah. And what's the status of Avodah Zarah? What is Avodah Zarah? The Torah said, sit and don't do Avodah Zarah. As well as the Pesach HaMila, the Torah said, get up and do these mitzvot. And therefore, since Avodah Zarah is the model, we know you can only be chayiv a korban, chatat, when you do something with shogeg, if it's the sort of thing that is a sheva al taaseh, where you should have just sat still and not done it. As opposed to omitting something. Which means we're back at square one. We have no proof that karet needs no hatra'ah. So Ravina Amar, let's take it as follows. Le'olam kedamrina mi'ikara. Let's go back to Rabbi Akiva's words, his own words. Which is, si'im asu tshuva beitin shamala mochlin lahem. How did he explain the difference? He said that if a guy does something chayav karet, and then he does tshuva, beitin gives him forgiveness. My Amart, what was your counter to that? Halo Avu Tshuva, you said, but maybe they didn't do Tshuva. The answer is, no psilke meltelekarit, but we don't know. Some could, some couldn't. The fact that it's possible takes it off the table, meaning that Risha Achat means when we know that Beitin is giving you a more severe punishment, or you're getting a more severe punishment, we can't give you another one. But when we don't know that you're getting it, we certainly can give it to you. That's Rabbi Akiva. Okay, now let's look at Rabbi Yitzchak. Yitzchak Omer, Chavi Kritot Bechlal Hayu. That's the quote. Now, Rabbanan, what do Rabbanan do with this mention of Achoto in that pasuk in Vayikra Chav Pasuk Yod Zayin about Achoto, about the karet with sleeping with your sister? Karet b'achoto lamali. So according to them, why do you need it? After all arayot you have karet for, just the default. The answer is l'chalek. To teach you that if you have several arayot in one helam, you bring a separate korban for each one. Uch Rabbi Yochanan, this statement of Rabbi Yochanan is in the context of Shabbat. Rabbi Yochanan, Shimasan kula mehalam achad, chayav kol achad v'achad. Why does the Mishnah in Shabbat, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Bet, list all 39 melachot and say there's 39? Because anybody can count. Rabbi Yochanan gives the famous answer that if you did all of them thinking it was Tuesday, then you found out it was Shabbos, you'd bring 39. That's the maximum amount of korbanot you'd bring. 39 korbanot. Because of chiluk melachot. You don't just say, I violated one principle of not doing melach on Shabbos. No, I did borer, and I did kotzer, and I did ofa, etc. So the mention of achoto, according to the Rabbanan, is there lechalek. In other words, to say that separate arayot, that were all with one helem. Let's say you neglected the fact that you had given kedushin to some woman, and you slept with her sister, and another sister, and a different sister. You'll be chayav for each one of those. Where does he get that from? In that pasuk, the word isha is extra. And therefore, l'chayev akol isha v'isha. It's there to tell you, each isha that you'll be with is a separate chiyuv. Why don't the Rabbanan like that? The answer is, they do get it from there. Which means we go back to square one, and what is karet ba'achoto lamali? Why do they need karet ba'achoto? I didn't mention explicitly. Right now it says that the read of this is that you're chayav for your sister and for your father's sister and your mother's sister. Pshita, that's obvious. Separate individuals and separate isuri. Achoto is there to tell you that you're chayav for your sister, who is also your mother's sister and your father's sister. You're chayav three chataot. How could such a case happen? Bereshia barashia, take a look at Rashi, how he constructs a bizarre, deviant case where a man is sleeping with his own mother and has a daughter and has relations with her, and you end up with a woman who, at the same time, is your sister and is your father's sister and your mother's sister. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak, Hamanale, so where's Rabbi Yitzchak going to get that principle that you be chayav three times for sleeping with one woman who has three different shemot on her? Nafka lemi kal v'chomer, he gets it from a kal v'chomer to Tanya. from the story. Rabbi Akiva, Sha'alti ben Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Pili shal imaum, Shalchu likach meimal, Mishteh beno shel Rabbi Gamliel. The Emmaus, a town not far from Modi'in, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua went to get some meat from Gamliel's wedding for his son. Rabbi Akiva was with him, and he asked the question, Habal achoto shi'achoti v'shi'achoti mo. Again, this kind of bizarre case. Mahu. Eno chayev al kulana lachat, or in lechayev once, or chayev al kol achat v'chad, or chayev for each shame. Amrlo, luzlu lo shamanu. And Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel said, we don't have a sorrow on that. Aval shamanu, we did hear this something. Habal chamesh nidot, chamesh nashim nidot behalam achad, if you have view with five different women who are nidot, behalam achad, you forgot nidot was usher, chayev al kol achat v'chad. Yeah, you chayev to bring a korban for each one. V'nimin dvarim kal v'chomer, and they claim it's a kal v'chomer. Meaning, if you're chayiv for each individual nida, you're certainly chayiv for each individual shame on this woman. Ma nida, she shame achad. After all, nida is nida. And this woman's a nida, this woman's a nida, this woman's a nida. And still chayiv akol achad v'achad. You're chayiv for each one independently. Conscious, tosha shemot. Here you got a woman who's got three different prohibitions on her. Lo kol shekein, certainly chayiv three times. So that's where Rabbi Yitzchak gets it from. So therefore, he doesn't need achoto for that. He gets it from a kal v'chomer, and achoto is left over for him to teach that all chayvei kritot get karet only in not makot. V'idach, so what do the rabbanon do with that kal v'chomer? They say, which should be obvious, kal v'chomer prichay, this kal v'chomer is busted. It's no good, because ma'al and nida shekein gufin muchlakin. Think about this, in the case of nida, we got different bodies here. And be'al with several, so that's why you chayv for each one. But this woman is one woman, maybe you're only chayv once if you don't have a pasuk. Rabbi Yitzchak has to admit that this kal v'chomer is a busted kal v'chomer. So where is he going to get chiluk for achoto shehi achot aliv shechadimo? Alanafka lemi achoto de seifa. It says achoto twice in the pasuk. V'idach achoto de seifa lamali. So what do the rabbanon do with that? V'chayvo al achoto bat avivu vatimo. This we saw earlier on in the first parak. To say your chayav for your sister who is a full sister. Because the Torah only talks about being chayav for your paternal sister or maternal sister. Lomar she'enon shim adin, which is where we learn the principle that you cannot give a punishment from a kal v'chomer. So what does Rabbi Yitzchak do with that? We can learn from the Azhara, where the Torah explicitly says, your mother's daughter who's your sister, and your father's daughter who's your sister, and then says, and your sister. So you see that it's explicit. So we apply that to the onesh. Bait ema nafkalemi achoto dereisha. Remember, it says achoto twice in the pasuk. So ve'idach. So what do the rabbanon do with that? Ahumi bailei lechalei karet nemafatim lasach. I have the following problem. The Torah says about the shemen hamishcha, about the oil that was done with the special spices in it, that was prepared in order to anoint the mishkan, all the kohenim of the mishkan. Ish asher yaseh kamo al ariach ba v'nichrat mi'amav. So if somebody makes it or anoints it, there's karet. You're not allowed to make it or for your own needs or to anoint with it. And there's karet. So the Rabbanan say, we have a separate achoto to tell me, I don't need it for achoto, so I need it for another principle, which is, when there are two different prohibitions, there's two different karetot. Meaning, if you do bishogeg, it's two different chataot. The Yirach, so what does Rabbi Yitzchak do with that? Where is he going to get that from? Because he has to agree with that halacha. You're chayev twice, because two separate actions. What did he say? Anywhere where the Torah says two different lavim, and then one karet that brings them together, halukin and the korban. That means that they're separate korbanot. Meaning if you do both actions, it's two korbanot. Another way to say it is, in other words, according to him, I don't need achoto to teach me that, because I have a general principle that anytime the Torah says don't do A, or B, or you get karet, that means A and B are independent chataot. It could be he doesn't accept Rabbalazov. Again, in that pasuk, and there it says karet again, in that pasuk, the word isha again is extra. So it's a b'mechai for each isha. So what do the rabbanon do with that? Ahumi bai lechav yochanan. Yochanan mishum mishum and yochai. Minayin she'ina isha tmeya ad she'itzei mitveh derech erata. How do I know that the only way a woman is tamei is if the blood comes out derech ervata? For isha sheishkavet isha davav gilat ervata. That's how she's defined. Well, amay chen isha nitzmeya, she'd say midved derech ervata. It has to come out derech ervata. And therefore, they say that the reason for that pasuk is to teach me particular halacha about nida, and not about the general rule of karet. And therefore, I would not know that there are separate chataot from a fatah mesach if it weren't for the second achoto, and roll the whole thing back, and that's where you end up with the machloket. Again, all starting from the fact that Rabbi Yitzchak has an extra mention of the word achoto in that pasuk relative to the Rabbanan, which he uses to say that just like achoto, you are only chayav karet and not chayav makot. Similarly, with any chiyuv karet, it's only karet and not makot. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the second Mishnah. We'll go back to the Mishnah, read the Mishnah, and then do the analysis of the Gemara. I'm Tamei Shachal Takodesh. I mean, Tamei Rishav, wonderful.